The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast proudly presents Napier Sexy Storytime for the ladies.
Mike, well, I decided to start these letters that I now owe you. So here goes nothing. For mental image purposes and to better my creativity, we're going to say that you just walked into a nice hotel room that I'm staying in. Dot, dot, dot.
Was she an escort? Why does her fantasy involve a hotel room?
Chick.
You're fucking up the ambiance.
Sorry.
As the door locks into place, your eyes roam slowly from my head to my toes and back again, taking in what I'm wearing, a blue satin robe that barely goes past my mid-thigh. You can smell the soft, sweet smell of... the soft, sweet smell of soap and shampoo coming from my body. As I walk up to you...
So, yeah, she showered.
She's not
and double soap. Yeah. Obviously, she doesn't smell like dank clothes.
I'd like to preface this by saying I'm not a stinky bitch.
After a long day in the fields.
As I walk up to you, slowly, I wrap my arms around your neck, tangling my fingers softly through your hair, as my lips gently press to yours. My body lightly presses to yours as your arms slide around my back. My lips part over yours, and I run my tongue lightly over yours until they part. Slowly, I slide my tongue into your mouth. My tongue delicately explores your mouth. As yours does mine, I pull my tongue back into my mouth and gently begin to suck on yours. My hands are tugging at your shirt, wanting desperately. Wanting desperately to pull it off. Our kisses break momentarily as your shirt is pulled over your head and dropped onto the floor. We immediately start to kiss again. Harder this time. As our arousal begins to grow, my hands slide down. Other page.
Turn the page. Yeah. What a fucking cliffhanger of it. She's good.
You think she's diddling her business?
She had to be.
Right? I would be if I was alone listening to the podcast.
Hold on, I'm busy jerking it. All right, keep going,
Nate. He's got to finish her off.
Yeah, finish her off.
It's only kind.
Tell us when you're done.
Chivalry
we'll stop.
Is not dead.
Your back and around your front at your waist, I start to undo your pants and let them fall down around your ankles. My hands slide into your boxers and gently wrap around your cock.
Yes!
Which is getting quite hard.
Oh, really?
Gently, I nibble at your lower lip as my hand slowly begins to rub your hard cock. As I continue to rub, my lips softly make their way to your ear, where my tongue runs lightly over it. Your hands slide up and down my back as I rub a little harder and faster, wrapping my lips around your earlobe. I nibble and suck at it softly. You can feel the soft satin of my robe. As my body is pressed tightly against you, all of a sudden, I stop nibbling at your ear and rubbing your cock.
Nice.
Great timing.
I'm reading it as she wrote it. She...
I drop to my knees in front of you and pull your boxers down. My hands slide up the outsides of your legs as my tongue flicks lightly across the insides.
One the insides of what the fuck? Of your legs? Who's licking the inside of your legs?
One hand wraps tightly around your hand, hard throbbing cock. As the other rests on your hip, slowly, I wrap my warm mouth around the head of your cock, beginning to lightly suckle. As my hand rubs it, your hands come down and tangle lightly into my soft, light, curling hair. My tongue flicks over the very tip of your cock as I begin to suck and rub harder. I hear your breathing get uneven as my mouth sucks.
This is good.
When you're about,
it's almost over, for fuck's sake!
When you're about to come, I pull
There's
my
no
mouth
way
off.
I would have ever lasted this long.
I pull my mouth off you slowly. I stand and press lips to yours, kissing you deeply.
Oh, fuck, that's nasty.
What?
She just had your dick in her mouth and she's kissing you.
Deeply, nonetheless.
Christ.
You can taste the warm saltiness of your own dick.
You can taste the warm pre-cum on my tongue as I touch it against your teeth.
Oh, wow. Is it almost over, Napier? Because yes. There's no way I would have been... I don't think I've ever gotten this far in the story.
I only read the first page.
Oh, did you lose your place?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Wrapping my arms around your neck as we slowly make our way to the bed, your hands slide down my body to my waist.
So, like, I haven't even started fucking her yet, right?
No, you,
I
mean, like, you haven't fucked her yet.
I don't think she gets fucked in this story.
No, there's a whole paragraph left. Yeah, that could be the entire
all the fucking is in
yeah, all the fucking is like, then you fucked me. The end.
The end.
It was good.
I came so hard I accidentally pooted.
I blew a blood vessel.
Your hands slide down my body to my waist where you untie my robe and pull it off. My robe drops to the floor, leaving me naked in front of you. We fall into the bed. I roll on top of you, my smooth legs placed on either side of your hips. I reach down and wrap my hand around your cock as I press it into myself. It slides inside my warm, wet pussy, moaning as I do. Your hands slide up my thighs and grip my ass as I ride your cock, slowly at first, and then harder and faster. As the passion between us grows, I arch my back far as my pussy begins to clench around your cock. I yell out as my entire body begins to shake in ecstasy. I continue to ride you until you carry out in your pleasure.